to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a revelation, a good one, that just came out. Did anybody ever wonder, why suddenly Fox News goes pro-vaccine, at least on the surface, pretending to, after spending almost a year attacking any measure to contain COVID, attacking mask orders, attacking social distancing, and then the vaccine started to come online in December and was available in January to a lot of people, made fun of the vaccine, said there were questions about the vaccine, and directly contributed, along with the Republican Party. The Republican Party and Fox News together have contributed to almost 40% of our population refusing to take the vaccine. That's 80 million people. It's a lot of people. You're not going to get to herd immunity when 80 million people won't get vaccinated. You're not going to get to herd immunity. You need 75 to 80% of everybody to get vaccinated to get to herd immunity. And the reason for herd immunity is the more people are vaccinated, these variants that do everything that they can evolutionarily, and believe me, I'm not saying that they do it on purpose. They're not, they don't exist as rational entities. It's just pure evolution. And some mutation is going to develop. There'll be different strange spikes coming out of this virus, and they'll evade a vaccine. And then there'll have to be boosters. We'll lose a lot more people. We'll spend the next couple of years the way we did in April of 2020 with masks and social distancing and all of that, all because almost 40% of the population won't get vaccinated because the Republican Party leadership and Fox News and other right-wing media have drumbeaten a false message. But suddenly the Fox people just recently, and Moscow Mitch just recently, and a couple of Republican leaders just recently, just, you know, shamelessly come out and say, well, yeah, you should get vaccinated. We believe in the science. They say it while they're sending contrary signals, and they have said exactly the opposite for a year. Their base isn't fooled. They figure that they have been set up to do this. And one of the fascinating revelations that just came out is it turns out that one of the reasons that Fox News, at least on the surface now, is giving lip service to vaccines is because Joe Biden and the White House had private talks with Fox News ownership and leadership about its anti-vaccine coverage. And they put a lot of pressure on them. And I do not know if the Fox leadership and ownership actually believe now what they're saying, or whether they're doing it to avoid a firestorm of negative publicity generated by the White House. But Joe Biden did a very good thing by leaning on Fox News in private. One of the astonishing things about Fox News is that internally, they not only encourage vaccination for their staff and their people, but they actually give an incentive to do it and disincentivize people who don't. If you are vaccinated, you get an internal Fox passport, a little Foxport, quite the little fox, you're a fox. And you can go everywhere without in the building, without masks and all this kind of stuff. If you are a bad little fox and do not get vaccinated, you do not get that little fox passport. And there are constraints, and there may even be a deep suspicion in the back of your mind that when it comes to promotion and all that, people are not going to be overly pleased with you. Now, let me tell you something. How can an organization that itself realizes, you know, Rupert Murdoch and his sons and all these people who own it, they've all been vaccinated. How can you in good conscience know that it can be a death sentence, and certainly hospitalization and intubation and breathing machines and all of this business, you don't do it, and you kind of bait the rubes, your base, you silently mislead them knowing you're doing it. That's immoral. How in good conscience can you do that? And I think this is the message that Biden brought to him. And I don't think that Joe Biden talked to Rupert Murdoch. I think what happened was people from the White House, his senior staff, people from his cabinet, talked to ownership and some of the senior people there, said, look, what you are doing is killing people. You know, Joe Biden took a lot of heat for saying that Facebook was killing people. And then they said, oh, he took it back. No, he didn't take it back. He said the truth. And what he said was, obviously, Zuckerberg is not sticking a knife in people's hearts. Okay, if you're foolish enough to think that that's what was meant, you got a problem. But what they are doing is opening up their portals, opening up Facebook to people who lie about the vaccine, say that it's dangerous, say you shouldn't take it. By opening it up to that, that does kill people. Yes, it's the people that lie about it that are killing them, but Facebook is a messenger. It's a messenger. That's what he was saying. And that is what message was conveyed to Fox. So if anybody is wondering how Sean Hannity can suddenly, it's almost like he's reciting. It's almost like he was captured by the North Koreans and in tones, I love North Korea. I do not like the United States anymore. I am glad that I was kidnapped by the North Koreans and fed gruel and beaten 10 times a day. I hope they beat me 20 times a day. That's the way it looked. It looked like a North Korean confession beaten at him. There was no authenticity to it. I looked at that and Hannity didn't believe that at all. He wanted to continue to mislead his base simply for eyeballs on his station, because that's where his money comes from. It's simple. Do you know that Tucker Carlson makes $10 million a year? $10 million a year. That's over $800,000 a month. How would you like to make over $800,000 a month? That's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. And the way he does it is you roping people into watching them so that they watch the ads. That's the main deal. But how do you do that? He has a brand, and the brand is lying about virtually everything. And in particular about COVID and about vaccines and masks and distancing and all that. And part of this Republican effort, Rand Paul yesterday sent a letter to the Justice Department referring Dr. Fauci for criminal prosecution for lying. Well, Rand Paul should be referred to the Justice Department for lying. He's lied continuously ever since he's been in the Senate. The problem is when you're a U.S. Senator, the way to get him out of there is to recall him in Kentucky. And for some reason, I have no idea why people in Kentucky, their two senators are Rand Paul and Moscow Mitch. One guy's named Moscow Mitch. Look, there are a lot of patriots, a lot of veterans in Kentucky. There's a guy named E.J. Walburn that I knew, that I worked down there with. Some guys I served with in the Navy and guys I knew various law cases. These are good guys. They shouldn't like a guy named Moscow Mitch. You know, what if it was Peking Mitch? I mean, come on. How about American Mitch? But they don't have that. And then this guy, Randy Paul, his name is Randy. He knocked the Y off to kind of puff himself up a little bit and sound consequential. I don't know why he thought that. But he referred Dr. Fauci for criminal prosecution. And then the Republicans go, well, you know, we believe in the science. Yeah, we believe in the science. I'm tired of these guys, really tired of these guys. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Come together.